Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, so the Falcons schedule came out earlier this week. Obviously, I think everybody enjoyed the Mario Kart release video. They always do a nice job. What jumped out to you as far as the games that are actually on the schedule, when they're played, where they're going, and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, it's a really tough schedule, and I don't know if the Falcons are the only team that this has happened to so far, but I think one of the big kind of controversies coming out of this was them not getting that bye week after they go play their international game in Germany. And it was my understanding that previous to this, that if teams wanted to have the bye week following that international game, they got it. I reached out to a source to kind of follow up on this, considering that it didn't happen for the Falcons. And basically what I learned was that it's more of a request situation now because there are so many international games. It's basically impossible for the NFL to really fulfill all the wishes of these teams. And so I think you got to hit the league a little bit for that. I think it just like puts teams a little bit behind the eight ball in some circumstances. And I think that, you know, the Falcons got the rough end of it. Having said that, you know, it's a difficult schedule for sure. And there are some other issues in terms of the traveling. Like they go out to the West Coast twice this season, but not back to back. They don't kind of make that one trip. And so that's more difficult. But it's like, is the schedule really going to be the thing that is the difference maker between this team making the playoffs and not? I kind of feel like it can't be. You know, they've got to go out and just do the thing.
Hey, JP, I asked Mike Conti this on Tuesday when we had on. I wanted to get your thought. How do you look at, or do you think NFL teams look at playing overseas in these games as like a privilege and all those different things?
You know, I think that I think for the players, it's a burden more than anything, to be perfectly honest. I think it depends on who you talk to. There's probably different reactions to it. Like people who are not on the playing side and are just trying to grow the business of the Falcons and et cetera, they love the opportunity to get out there, the PR that they're able to do and grow their fan base. But I think that when you talk to the coaches and the players about these kinds of games, especially kind of the week of or the week prior, it's a lot of thinking about the logistics and trying, you know, how are we going to get our practices in. The NFL, I think, has done things since they've started to do these international games that's made it easier on these teams and obviously what it was several years ago. But I think it's, you know, it's a slog. It's a difficult trip for, you know, the people that are involved with the actual playing of the game, whether that's the players or the coaching staffs.
Here's my theory about why it's now a, you know, hopefully you can get a bye after an international game as opposed to when it used to be you're just going to. They're just greasing the skids for everybody playing an international game every year, and not everybody's going to be able to get a bye after they play their international
100%.
Game. Especially because some of those games are going to be week one.
Yeah.
We're not too far away. Okay, so you're kind of on the same thought process. We're not too far away from the NFL, and I know that they opened last year. A couple teams opened in Brazil, and they're doing it again. I feel like we're not far away from there being an international game every single weekend on the NFL schedule.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with you, and I might add, if we want to go a little even crazier into, you know, what might happen, and I don't think this is too crazy, there might be more bye weeks too, Andy. I think it makes total sense for the NFL
there'll be more games.
extend the season a week and add a bye week, and I think that will alleviate a lot of the problems that teams and the fans of those teams tend to have after these releases when they feel like they were hard done by.
Hey, JP, when is have they announced it? I know they probably have. I can't think of it. When is the mandatory minicamp?
That's later in June. I believe it's okay. Right at the end of the June. At the end of June, I don't have the dates up in front of me right now. But yeah, that's the mandatory minicamp. But what's funny is that the mandatory minicamp is like the easiest thing ever. It's basically for players to show up, and if it's anything like it was last year, you know, it's a family day. Basically, the families are out there on the field. You know, it's obviously mandatory. They get the majority of the hard work done during these days that they're going through right now with the workouts and the OTAs.
Hey, Jay, when they go out there and do some stuff as far as, like, team and everything like that, who's the second-team quarterback?
Well, we actually haven't been able to be out there. There has not been media access yet for an OTAs day. We were out there for a rookie minicamp day. Okay. So we actually have not seen the guys in action yet. So I don't know. But, I would say, there's been a lot made about Kirk Cousins obviously kind of showing up maybe unexpectedly to OTAs earlier. And yeah. I would say that it sounds like from having talked to the coaches, and I didn't kind of drill down on this because I didn't want to make it a thing, but I don't know if his attendance has been 100%. I think he's been there for days, obviously, and the coaches are appreciative of that. But I'm not sure if we can say he's been there for every single kind of minute and moment and meeting that they've had.
So it's like homeroom senior year of high school.
Yes.
You know?
Pretty much.
You might go, you might not. Well, check in.
Exactly. That's what the mandatory minicamp is for. It's like checking in. It's like, yeah, right. We're going to see who we need to find here. and if you show up, you're basically in the clear and good to go for the next month until training camp.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here talking some Falcons. Derek Carr retired, so now the Saints seemingly, I don't know, they could have an opening for a veteran quarterback. Are they a viable trade candidate with the Falcons, or is that just a no-go because it's the Saints and the Falcons and that's a rivalry?
I'm seeing Bo just go ballistic behind the glass.
Oh, I know.
I can't hear what he's saying, but he's screaming a curse words.
Tell Bo to kill him. I already told him it's not personal. It's just because they're the team whose quarterback retired. It has nothing to do with it being the Saints.
That's right. I don't think the Falcons would do a deal there. I just think that be in the division, you know, there's so many ways that could burn you. I mean, imagine if that's the game between the Falcons and the Saints was the difference between this team making the playoffs last year. Imagine if that was the case this year.
Because you know it would be.
You know it would be.
Because you know it would be.
Randy made this point yesterday when we were going through the schedule and I brought that up. He was like, that's why you can't do it,
right?
Is because week 18 Kirk Cousins comes to town and keeps you out of the playoffs, and then everyone has to burn down the stadium.
And like, I always think, and think about it from Terry Fontenot's perspective. Like, that is the one move that you make that is like, okay, that's literally the most avoidable thing you could have done, and you did it.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's always important to put on your GM hat and think, if I were the GM and this, you know, circumstance were to unfold, you know, how would people react to that? How do I actually kind of preserve my own job here? And that's probably the mindset that Terry Fontenot's in this season.
What would be a worse way to go out? Jameis Winston calling the play change on you and sneaking a touchdown.
Or Kirk Cousins.
And you getting fired like the next second, like Arthur Smith.
Or Kirk Cousins. Oh, Kirk Cousins having a game like he had against the Philadelphia Eagles last year.
Right.
Oh,
and
my
beating you in week 18 and then Terry Fontenot getting fired, which is the worst way to go out.
Yeah, I think the second one, especially if that includes like dropping a very catchable fourth down pass that then leads Kirk Cousins the opportunity to go down the field. Remember, the Eagles were like 99.7% chance to win that game or whatever. That is one of the craziest comebacks.
Dude, Saquon Barkley was the best player in the NFL last
year.
He made one bad play all year, and it just so happened to be that drop pass against the Falcons that got him the game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.